Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by a powerhouse woman of many talents. She's an actress, model, sportscaster, radio and TV personality, philanthropist, and the only female NBA scout, and now adds author to her talents. Her book is In a League of Her Own, Celebrating Female First in Sports. We welcome Bonnie Jill Laughlin.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Absolutely great, Bonnie Jill. Let's go beyond the mic. You spent your youth sitting with your San Francisco Police Department dad, having him explain the Giants and the 49ers. Even though you didn't get to enjoy the traditional memories of a childhood, what did those moments mean to you with your dad today?
Oh, so important. I'm so close with my father, and he was the reason I got in sports. And I just wasn't that typical kid, Sean, that wanted to go to games and be like, oh, buy me the foam finger and let me go see the mascot and get the popcorn. And I was asking questions that my dad was like, why is she asking me questions? I'm like, why, Dad, is the 40 so important? And what college did they go to? And, you know, asking all these different questions. And when I'd wake up in the morning, Sean, I would go and grab, which was called the Sporting Green. And it was a green part of the newspaper that I would grab so I could read sports. And, you know, everyone else, all the other kids are reading comics and so forth and watching cartoons, and I'm reading the sports page. And my dad owned racehorses before I was even born, so I was on the backstretch, and sounds bad, but I learned how to handicap, and so I learned how to bet on horses at a really young age. I'm betting horses when I'm a kid, you know, so I wasn't the typical child when I'm betting horses and reading the sports page.
You bring up greatness in your book, In a League of Her Own, Celebrating Female First in Sports. You showcase 19 incredible women in your book, but which woman helped propel you to where you are today?
You know, it's funny. There were so many women that I looked up to, but this is ironic, but I loved Nadia Comaneci. I remember watching her as a kid, and Mary Lou Retton. Wanted to be like them because I was a dancer as well. So I remember seeing, like, with Nadia's story, like all the trials and tribulations she went through, dealing with her weight, dealing with being accepted when she came to the U.S., not feeling like she fit in, and having to prove people wrong. And I felt that's kind of resonates with me because of the fact that I did have to be in a position where I didn't feel accepted. Also, Jane Kennedy, which her career is very parallel to mine, you know, being an actress and a model and a dancer, and then being on a show where she wasn't accepted. So it's the same kind of thing where all the ladies, they all have their different struggles that they went through. But those ladies, I felt like I really kind of could understand because they didn't feel accepted. And I really had to settle in on it when I was scouting because I kept trying to be like a little boy and trying to be a guy and not really being embracing who I was, instead of just saying, okay, people understand that I know my sports, I know basketball, I can break down the triangle offense. But instead I was so worried about being accepted. And I don't know, eventually I was able to kind of settle in, like I said, but it was tough. It was really tough.
As NIL tightens its grip on college sports, and the NCAA is unable to control it like it wants to, what's the negative impact of NIL on women's sports?
Well, I don't know. It's tough because, you know, you want these college athletes to be able to make money, and, you know, like a Caitlin Clark and so many women making the money, and men as well. But at the same time, you wonder if it takes away from the college aspect of, you know, playing for the game, the passion of it. So I don't know. It's tough. I mean, even when you look on the men's side, you look at like an Arch Manning from Texas, who's making more money than Brock Purdy's in the Super Bowl. You know, what's going on here? You know, this is it's a little concerning. You know, it's like, wow, these guys haven't even taken one snap in the NFL, and here they are making more money. So there are obviously the positives. I don't want to take away from the fact that I want these, you know, college athletes to make money, because, you know, the NCAA isn't making money. But at the same time, is it taking away from getting to a professional level where that's where all the sweetness comes? That's where the money, that's when endorsements come from. So it's hard to take a real hard stand on it, but I think it's getting out of hand, I guess I should say, you know, with how much money these college athletes are making, even with Colorado and Dion and his players. So I think you need to prove yourself a little more before you should just be handed so much money.
The book is In a League of Her Own, Celebrating Female First in Sports, and the author Bonnie Jill Laughlin joins us beyond the mic for The Rocking Eight. All this is, Bonnie Jill, is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Uh-oh. It's early.
Bonnie Jill, what's the first thoughts that you had when you opened that first box of your books when they were sent to you?
Wow, I've worked really hard for this. I have been working 3 years to try to get a publishing deal. No one would take it because they said that they wanted me to do a tell-all book instead about the Lakers and my Cowboy days, and I wouldn't do a tell-all. So no one wanted to take it because they said it was too feel-good. It was too inspiring as well. And so now to have it like in my hands and be like, wow, this is something that can empower women when other people didn't want to, was really telling. Sorry, that was one word. That was a lot.
I know you have a strong opinion on this. Which of the NFL players should be in the NFL Hall of Fame next?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go to my roots. Roger Craig, he was with Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and the running back there. And he, if you look at his records and you look at his stats, he deserves to be there. For some reason, the committee won't put him in. And so hopefully a veteran committee will. But it's been taking a while, but I really deserve that. Roger deserves to be in the Hall and deserves to be in Canton.
You truly believe in helping rescue animals through your Hounds and Heroes charity. So what's your favorite breed of dog?
Mutt. Mutt is my favorite. You know, the dog that's, you don't know what he is, you know, that's the dogs I take in. So, and also the special needs dog, but all my animals are, you know, mutts that I get from the pound, from the shelter, and they're the best dog. They're pretty durable and resilient when they're a mutt.
How about your favorite pair of corral boots?
Oh, my favorite, my fringe ones, the Bonnie Jill boot, the boot that's named after me that I designed after our Dallas Cowboys. It's got the stars and the white fringe and the blue and silver. That's my favorite.
Yes or no? Should John Fisher sell the Oakland A's?
Yes. Sell them, please. He's, you know, that guy started, you know, I know everyone loved the money ball, but it's like, you know, anytime the A's fans, you know, like a player, he trades them, gets rid of them. You know, he just is there to make some money. And now the poor Oakland fans, they don't know what's going on. Are they going to have a Vegas location? Are they going to stay in Oakland? Where they're going to be? It's, you know, for a team that, you know, does pretty well in the postseason, you know, they don't really have much of a heart because of him. And so hopefully he'll sell the team and someone could take him over. And change those unis. I don't like the unis.
What's the best boxing match you've ever seen live?
Oh, gosh. Holyfield. I would have to say Holyfield and Tyson. That was probably the best one I've ever seen in Vegas. I'm dating myself.
How about the fastest time, Bonnie Jill, you've ever had as a barrel racer?
My fastest time was a 17-1.
Now, were you a power or slap hitter when you played softball?
Power.
It's time for a nearly impossible question with Bonnie Jill Laughlin. Be on the mic. If you could tell a young girl right now who's struggling one thing, what would it be?
To believe in yourself and to embrace who you are and not try to be someone else. There's a space for you because, you know, so many younger women, they look at the social media and they look at, oh, I want to be like that person. I want to be like that person. No, be comfortable with who you are. You can obviously look up to people and grab certain talents or certain things that you like about someone, but you need to be comfortable in your own skin. And that's something I had to learn as well, and to just not give up. And you know, there's going to be a lot of no's, but you're going to get those yeses. And so you just have to keep going. Keep having that work ethic, keep believing, and you'll get there, I promise.
She loves her Bonnie Jill boots, wants John Fisher to sell the A's, and for you to read her book, In a League of Her Own, Celebrating Female First in Sports. Bonnie Jill Laughlin, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks so much.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.